ready for your 15 minutes radio, where we are bringing you the best to give you the best so that you can be your best. Now fasten your seatbelts as we go live with your host, the dynamic intellectual architect, Angel.
Once again, you are tuned in live to your 15 Minutes Radio Network. We are so excited to have you guys here today because we are speaking with the phenomenal Academy Award winner, Miss Jennifer Hudson. We had such a great time speaking with her about her film Winnie and her new music and all of that. So we are so excited that you've decided to invest your time here on your 15 Minutes Radio Network. And, of course, coming up, you know, just continuing the trend, coming up is Miss Megan Good. She will be here on your 15 Minutes Radio, as well as Ja Rule, Erica Campbell, Tisha Campbell Martin will be here as well, and so many more. So we want to thank them for being a part of your 15 Minutes Radio Network, and we want to thank you guys for your support. You know, it's been 4 years and 5 months since we've been on the air, and we're so excited about the direction of your 15 Minutes Radio Network. We started as one show on Tuesdays every night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with me, Angel, on your 15 Minutes Radio. And we just, you know, have grown exponentially, and we're so excited about Brand This. We're so excited about Authentically Me and the Spotlight Marketing Today for small businesses. So many different shows on the network. If you're interested in having your own show on the network, just be sure to contact us at admin@your15minutesradio.com. If you're interested in being a guest, you need a little branding advice for your business, contact us at guest, G-U-E-S-T, at your 15 Minutes Radio Network. We're not going to take much time. We're just so excited again about having Miss Jennifer Hudson on the show. We just had a phenomenal interview. And just tune in right after these messages for Miss Jennifer Hudson right here on your 15 Minutes Radio Network. Interested in taking your business to the next level? Advertise today on your 15 Minutes Radio Network. For more information, email us at advertise@your15minutesradio.com. Your 15 Minutes Radio, taking online radio to the next level.
Hi, this is Sean Walker, and this is Reed Stone, founders of Hero Farm, a marketing think tank based in New Orleans. Like our city, we do things different.
And we're your hosts of Brand This,
a new show that shares advice with entrepreneurs on how to brand their business.
Whether you eat it, drive it, play it, or buy it, we brand it all.
So join the Hero Farm team on Brand This,
exclusively on your 15 Minutes Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jamie Alexander, and I invite you to join me in the Spotlight, my new talk show where I discuss the secrets of success with entrepreneurs from across the country. So get ready to be inspired, motivated, and encouraged in the Spotlight with me, Jamie Alexander, exclusively on your 15 Minutes Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Minister Jazz, the superstar spirit sparker. Join me on Spirit Spark, where we have conversations that will make you courageous, powerful, and completely magnetic. Conversations that will ignite your spirit so that you say yes to your passion, purpose, and infinite possibilities. Tune in live every Saturday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get sparked up exclusively on your 15 Minute Radio Network.
Next up is Miss Jennifer Hudson. Again, we had a wonderful conversation, really a town hall meeting type conversation with Jennifer Hudson as she discussed her latest role in Winnie, where she portrays Winnie Mandela in her latest film with co-starring Terrence Howard. So we are so excited to have her here live on your 15 Minutes Radio Network. And again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. And up next is Miss Jennifer Hudson.
Hi.
Well,
how you doing?
All right, good to see
Angel
you.
Angel Bush, your 15 Minutes Radio Network.
All right.
Is this your first MegaFest?
Yes, it is.
What's the experience been like?
I love
love it. We are all so excited. Me and my whole crew is like so excited to be here. So I'm looking forward to it. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, Jennifer, prior to auditioning for this part and filming the movie, what was your understanding of Renee's life and her struggle?
You know what? I didn't have one. I just knew of Renee. Once I read the script, then that's when I realized, like, wow, I guess I didn't know her at all. You know, I was very surprised that I didn't know anything about her. Again, we've heard of her name and that she was Nelson Mandela's wife, but that was it. And so that's what drew me to the role. Like, okay, wait a minute, this is a story that's worth being told, and why am I just now learning this at 30? You know what I mean? So I felt as though that was, like, a problem and there was something missing in the story worth being told.
What was it like when you met her?
You know what? I have not had the opportunity to meet her. I hope this opens the doors for me to be able to meet her, because that would be an honor.
Can you talk about working with Terrence Howard and in this movie?
He is so amazing. Like, Terrence is the type of actor that raises the bar constantly. Every day he would come in and character, and he would speak the language. Like, okay, we're going to do this in their language. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can, you know, but he pushed you, you know. So that's a good partner to have.
In your short career, you've done a variety of roles. How did you prepare for this one?
Wow. Well, I didn't have a lot of material to pull from, but whatever I had, I used it as best as I could. I had like a few clips, whatever photos, a lot of photos, and then also been in Africa. I was there for 4 months, you know, so I just wanted to become a part of the environment and sit with the people and just learn as much as I could about the culture and where Winnie came from, where Nelson came from.
What struck you most about your time with the people?
Wow, I think the thing I walked away with most is being with this little girl. Her name is Noboniso, and she was one of my dialect coaches, and she was about 25 years old. And to see the wisdom and the maturity that she had to be so young, it's like seeing the difference between her and myself. It's like, wow, you're so far more advanced, it seems, because she grew up completely different, you know, hearing her talk about Winnie, hearing her talk about her upbringing, and just learning from her perspective.
Did you bring your son with you when you were shot?
No, he wasn't old enough to come. He was only like maybe about 7, 8 months. He at least needs to be one to be designated, so he wasn't able to come.
Was there a scene in the movie that gave you more insight into the struggle of apartheid?
Whew. I don't want to say almost all of them, because again, I had no idea, one, that all of that was going on, and then it wasn't that long ago. Like, learning that, like, oh my God. So this was happening when I was about 12 or 13 years old. That's a lot to take in. Like, it was a shock, you know, to learn of those things. So almost everything, I would say, almost all of it.
Can you relate from growing up in Chicago and seeing, after being connected with those kids, and, you know, we got all this high technology, and over there they're just grateful to be able to go to school and in life and everything.
Yes, that blew me away. Like, we were in, was it Transkei, I believe? We were filmed, like in the heart of Africa, like where the tribes come from, and they still live according to their custom. And I wanted to give them things. So I saw a little boy, and he had a stick with a bottle at the end of it, and that was his little car. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, wow. One, it was amazing to see. They made their thing. And then another day I saw a little baby about the age of 2 years old, and she was by herself on the side of the road washing herself up at the river. And I'm like, oh, my God, my 1-2-year-old is at home being taken care of by his grandmother or his father, and here we have this 2-year-old, and she's at the river by herself washing herself up. You know, like, seeing things like that, I would give them little gifts, like, okay, go buy all the basketballs or balls or little toys they can play with, they can, you know, have. And to see how grateful they were. One day we gave them all shoes and things like that, and this one woman fell on her knees thanking us for a pair of shoes. Mm. And it was overwhelming to see, like, wow, you know.
What was their sense of you, as a celebrity? Were they highly aware of you?
Oddly, they were aware, which was just like, they don't seem to have televisions, but they know what internet is. I don't know how that is, but okay. But I guess maybe radio, I don't know, but I still haven't figured that part out. But it was such an interesting experience, because we spent our time all over, from Soweto to Cape Town to Pretoria. I actually went to Robben Island for Nelson Mandela's actual cell, things like that. I was told at one point that where I filmed the solitary confinement scenes was the same prison that Winnie was in. So to actually be in those spaces and places and like, is a bit, is a, like, overwhelming at times. You know?
Speaking of overwhelming, can you talk about Bishop Jakes when they reached out and how you were able to be a part of this? What does that mean to you?
I think that is so amazing. I'm so glad. I always say, like, it's a great project. It just needs to be in the right hands. And I do believe that, you know, it's in a good place. So I'm so grateful for that. And again, so honored to be here.
Coming from American Idol and just being a girl with a big voice, a big heart, and a lot of big ambition, to having this arc where you are an award-winning superstar that's connected to some of the biggest people in the world, I mean, from Bishop Jakes to Oprah on down, how does that feel? Do you still have those moments like, these are my friends, these are my peers, these are people whose numbers I have in my cell phone?
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you like that now. Like, you're not talking about me. I really have those moments, but it's a blessing to be able to be under these people's wings and to learn from them, you know, and I don't take anything lightly. Like Oprah, like, Mama, oh, I'm listening, I'm always trying to learn from them. And again, I think it's an amazing honor and a blessing.
Was there a moment that changed you as you were filming?
Wow, I definitely feel as though I've been changed, that's for sure. It was almost 3 years ago, so it's hard to remember. But I know one thing for sure. It made me, for some reason, appreciate freedom so much more. Like, it had a new meaning to me when I came back home. I'm like, I don't feel like I was free before or knew what it meant, you know? And so coming home after experiencing that for 4 months, it changed me in that way to appreciate freedom that much more.
Have you done any research or learned about your own African heritage as a result of this?
You know what? I have not, but I think I will. It does make you want to, like, learn more about stuff like that. Like, I would sit and talk to all the different girls because they have, over 11 different tribes, I want to say. So I would say, what tribe are you from? You know, and just pull them all out and learn from each of them about their tribes. And I'm like, what tribe would I be from? I think they said I would probably be from the tribe of Kosa or something like that. I don't know. That's what I came up with.
And what about, what are you teaching your son about Africa now? Since you did not have learn a lot when
he has yet to go. And then, you know, his father's father is from Kenya, Africa, originally. So their last name is Kenyan, is Otunga. So that's another part of my connection to Africa as well, and also wanting him to learn more and more about it. And so I really want to take him back so he can really, like, touch it, see it, feel it, and experience it. And that's part of the blessing of being in the type of position I'm in where I can expose him to, you know, more things in life in that way.
In portraying Winnie, what did you learn about the strength of her as a woman?
Whew. Oh, my God. I think she is one of the most powerful, strong women ever. Like, to see the fight that she had in her. Like, she could have walked away. Mm-hmm. And if she did, what would that have done for all of us? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, or what would have happened? You know, and to see that she kept going. I remember somewhere in there she said, you know, I married the struggle. You know, and she did. Mm-hmm. The fact that, again, she could have walked away.
Mm-hmm. Are you disappointed that she, as far as I know, she hasn't seen the film or has not approved of it?
I don't know. I don't feel either way about it. I mean, you know, it's her story. She has every right to feel whatever way she feels. I totally understand that. But I think hopefully maybe one day she'll see it and, you know. And then let's see how she feels about it from there. But, you know, hey, it's her story, so.
You know, you've really served as a role model for young women. And the roles that you've played and the time that you really developed your career, multifaceted career. What words of wisdom can you give to young women coming up? A lot of what we're seeing on TV is not very positive.
No, it's not.
So can you give us some input and words of wisdom?
And that's what drives me to do roles and things like this. It's like, these are the things that matter. It's things with substance and it's stuff with history and things that matter. And it's about that and learning from your elders and paying attention and listening and being exposed to that, you know. So if I can just encourage and continue to encourage things like that, positivity and and great leaders, that's what it's about, because that's what we need. And that's why I think young women should definitely go see a film like this, because it represents strength. It represents womanhood, and it shows what one person's strength can do, all the difference it can make. Again, think about it. If she walked away, then what? How different would life be right now, you know, for so many? And it's important to know that each of us matter, and our choices and our decisions and what we do, it affects us all, you know?
What about future movies? Have you had any offers for upcoming movies for 2014 or 2015?
Well, right now I'm in my season of music.
It's just
right now I'm currently recording my third album, which will be out probably later this year. So last summer it was all about filming. I'm like, I don't want to sing. I want to film. So this now we're in the wings of music. So we'll pick up and see what films are out there. But
what's the feel of this new record?
The feel of this, I want everyone to be Jennifer Rice. Now, Jennifer Rising is this, where I want you to feel like as if you're sitting in the room with me, as if you're getting to know me. You know, music should be intimate and personal, and I want people to feel like they're walking away with a piece of me, or as if they spend time with me. And feel good. It's to feel good. I want people to feel good and all of that. So it's a bit of everything, but I call it Jennifer Rising.
And you've collaborated already with Neo and Fantasia and people like that in other projects.
Mm-hmm.
Any collaborations on this upcoming record?
Let's see. I don't know if I just got out of the studio with Babyface. I worked with him a bit, which I'm extremely excited about because I'm a huge fan. I've worked with Pharrell, Timbaland, Diane Warren, of course. Jerry Wonder. I also work with an artist by the name Molly Music, whom I love. So, again, we're at the tail end. We're almost done, but we'll see like who I end up collaborating with.
Jennifer, you said that last year you didn't want to do any singing, but you did sing in one of your films, Black Nativity, and we saw the scenes last night. We were blown away by it. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Oh my God, that was great. Now, what drove me to do that was, I feel as though we don't have enough family films or things that draws family together, and I love to see people come together, family, friends, everyone, and so this is definitely a project for that. And then I'm also a holiday fanatic, because I was like, I don't want to do any more musicals, but then I was like, okay, I can do this one, because it has all those elements in it that brings people together, that can, you know, sit on the couch and listen to music and watch a film or go to the movies and brings the family together. So in that project, you have the different genres of music, from hip-hop to alternatives to gospel. I mean, you have Nas rapping 1 second. I've never heard of a version of Silent Night the way we did in that film. You have Forrest Whitaker, who plays my dad. He's singing in it. Angela Bassett is singing in it. I think it's going to be great. So I'm super excited about that.
You mentioned Molly Music a while ago. Have you had any gospel artists, or will you put an inspirational gospel song in this project?
I will not have an album unless there's a gospel song on it.
Right.
That's mandatory for all of my albums. So what is a gospel song? I'm tired. I don't know what song, because the last album I did, a song my grandmother used to sing back in church, which was an old hymn called Jesus Promise. So I'm searching for the moment for this album. And then the other one, I did a country song called Believe. So this one is very dear, so I'm like, what is it going to be this time around? But it will definitely be a gospel song on the album.
Let us know. We'll play it.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned musicals. You were on Smash, and everybody's always asking, are you going to go to New York and do a Broadway show?
I would love to. That's a dream and a goal of mine, but just let me get a little bit older, because I'm used to moving around, and I started out doing theater, like on a Disney cruise ship, so I know what that lifestyle is like,
right.
And I'm not ready to be that confined yet. But when I am, I will be there with bells on, singing whatever they want me to.
How important is the timing of the release of this movie in light of what's happening?
I think it's so interesting, the timing. Like, again, this film was done 3 years ago, and now it's here at a time like this, and I think we all know what that means. So it must be needed. I think, you know, it must be, like, designed or something and meant to be. Yeah, it seems to me.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a huge fan, Jessica Reedy.
I
She's been talking about the release of this movie and how you have impacted so many lives, especially from you being on American Idol, but the deposit that you made into those coming behind you. What does that mean for you to be that type of an icon for those who are rising?
Wow, if it helps bring out talent like Jessica Reedy, yes, I love it. She is amazing, and she's an inspiration to me as well. But again, I didn't realize that's what was happening, but if I can be like that example to bring and breed and help bring out other talent like that, then I'm all for it, like, because I'm a huge fan of hers, for sure.
Speaking of American Idol, what are your thoughts on what's going on there, and why aren't you a judge?
You know, it was talks, rumors of me being a judge, but that's what it is, the rumors. But I don't know. I think American Idol is just figuring out their kinks, so. Hey, they've been around for, what, almost 20 years, it seems, at this point, you know.
If you could choose a judge for the show, who would you think would be ideal?
Wow. I think it should be the original judges. That's what I think. That's how I honestly feel, you know, because that's a television show that's pretty much been dear to us all for a very long time, and you're letting that into your home. And so it's kind of weird when it's like, okay, now who's this and who's that? They're staple faces of the show, you know, and... Why would you want to fix something that's not broken?
Have you been approached about being a judge? And if approached, what would you say?
Well, obviously, my name was tossed out there a couple of times about it, but I'm like, wow, I never would have guessed that, coming from the show, that one day I would be looked at as a potential judge. That alone is like an honor.
Mm. But you're saying they haven't actually contacted you?
I didn't say that.
well, what are you saying?
It's an honor to be considered. That's what I will say.
We've talked about everybody, but can you talk about your role with First Lady Michelle Obama and President Obama? Because I saw you when we was there at the inaugural ball and everything. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I love them. I just love people. You know, I love to see people's hearts, and they are true people, and that's what I respect about them most. And just to, again, to be under their wings and to have Michelle as the First Lady and Obama as the President is just amazing. So I support them in everything that they do.
I hope that Hollywood calls you, and when they do the movie, they say, let you be.
That's some more huge shoes to fill. Oh, my God.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, your campaign is still.
Yes. Okay. I think another commercial will be out in the next, probably tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, we just filmed a spot for that. So that as well. Yeah.
David Otunga's taking some time off from wrestling. Mm-hmm. He's been doing a lot of legal commentary on television. Is he coming back to the ring? And do you get nervous watching him wrestle?
Yes, it's dangerous. And it's like, boy, you got a lot of sense. Go do law. But I love him in the law ring. You know, it's so interesting. And I'm watching every inch of it. He went to Harvard Law School, my fiance. So I support that. But again, I'm a person about dreams. So if that's whatever makes him happy, hey, do it, you know?
Speaking of dreams, for young people who have dreams, sometimes they get impatient because they want it to happen quickly and overnight. Can you talk about your journey and how, were the times where you had disappointments or had to be patient?
Well, first of all, I always say if it's not worth working hard for, it's not worth it at all. You know, and that's what my mother always taught us. So you're going to face those things, and if you don't have struggles, there's something wrong. So I like a battle, and it makes it worth it in the end. And, you know, nothing happens overnight, no matter how it looks. Like, for myself, I started on Idol. People are like, oh, it just happened overnight. No, I started at 7 years old, and I said, this is what I want to do, and I kept my focus on it. And I always say, if you keep at it, it has no choice but to give in. So you just got to keep going. If you really want it, you would, you know.
Talk about Idol, because it seemed like every song you sung, the anointing was in it.
Thank
you. Did you realize that? Did you understand that was coming through our television screen?
I don't know. I just, you know, I always say if God has placed me here, I have no choice but to be prepared.
Amen.
And I, you know, I just went into it. I never tried to second guess anything. And I say, just use me, you know, have your way. And just walk into it, you know.
And how does it feel to be able to talk about God on the platform that you're at?
You know, it's not too welcome. But, you know, hey, that's something that comes along with me, and I'm always there, you know, to acknowledge. And that's important to me. So I can't speak for anyone else, but they know it's coming if Jennifer's coming.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Jennifer Hudson. This is your 15 Minutes Radio.
Once again, thank you to the phenomenal Jennifer Hudson for a wonderful, wonderful interview. We want to thank you guys, as always, for tuning in to your 15 Minutes Radio Network. And be sure to tune in every day. We have something for you, whether it's branding information, whether it's marketing information, whether it's spotlighting your business, we have something. Or whether it's sparking your spirit with Spirit Spark and Minister Jazz, we always have something in mind for you to take you to the next level. Again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Jennifer, for being so gracious and being a part of your 15 Minutes Radio Network. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we will see you on the other side of the microphone. Have a good night. Want to know what others are saying about your 15 Minutes Radio? Listen to what author Chad Kaiser, marketing guru Melissa Don Johnson, and Hoop Dream star Arthur Agee are saying about your 15 Minutes Radio.
Sure, I listened last week. It was absolutely great.
Melissa Don Johnson, I'm president of Velvet Suite Marketing and Brand Me International.
I love
the name of your show. What you're doing, even in branding, this show is helping your listeners and all of us be aware and be conscious of how we communicate so that it can be effective and it can yield a result.
Thank you, Angel Bush, and I'm glad and I'm so happy that you have formed a venue for people like me to come on here and express their dreams and what they're doing now in their life. So applause to you and bow to you.
When I'm online, I listen to your 15 Minutes with Angel.
Yo, what up? This is the King MC from Time to Play USA. And when I'm online, I listen to your 15 Minutes Radio with Angel.
Yo, this is Dante. And when I'm online, I listen to your 15 Minutes Radio with Angel.
So I'm Nicole. When I'm online, listen to your 15 Minutes with Angel.
Coming up next is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Welcome, Congresswoman.
So happy to be with you, and I am in Washington, D.C. It is a pleasure to be with your audience. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm going to ask outright, can I come back again?
Are you interested in increasing your sales and expanding your audience? Advertise today on your 15 Minutes Radio. For more information, email us at advertise@your15minutesradio.com.